Welcome to the Prayer Journey, where you can take your place in our community of prayer. I'm your host, T.N. Brown. Please feel free to join in by dialing 1-877-904-0198, or you can give us your prayer request on the Our Prayer Facebook page. Hello, everyone. I'm so glad that you're here to join with me today again. And it's that time of summer where people are traveling all over the world. If you are going somewhere, please feel free to take me with you. I definitely welcome any free trips out of the country. I love to travel. It's actually been a while since the last time I've traveled out of the country. My last experience was on a mission trip, actually, to Turkey, where I went with a youth group from Florida, and we helped and aided the refugees from Syria and from Africa. And it was an absolutely wonderful experience, a time to really help and encourage others and reconnect with God in special ways. And ways that, you know, that I was not used to being here in America. So it was a wonderful time. So like I said, if you're going out the country, definitely feel free to take me with you. but of course, you know, people travel all over the world for different reasons. But the ones that are intentional to explore the world, or if you're going to get away to get some rest, emotionally or spiritually or physically, those seem to really be impactful on an individual. And the reality of it is that we all need rest. It's very easy to get caught up in the hurry of your job, of your work, your projects, or your family, even to the point where, you know, the year just can just like pass you totally by and you never take the time for yourself. I mean, I've had friends recently ask me, you know, so have you taken any vacation time? What are your plans? And I'm like, I have some days, but I haven't planned for them yet. And knowing my schedule, the year could go by and I'm just like trying to squeeze all my free days in at the end of the year. But it's important to take the time out for ourselves. So, you know, trust me, I'm guilty, and sometimes life pushes us to those places where we have to seek rest, and most importantly, seek rest in our Father in heaven. Matthew 11:28 says, "Come unto me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." And sometimes in this life, you know, we can go through some very, very challenging experiences and times. And the way out of those challenges and experiences oftentimes does not seem so apparent. But the good thing is to know that we can come to Jesus and lay upon him every burden that is upon us. And last week we had a powerful conversation with Patria Pavon talking about three keys to freedom. Well, perhaps today, our discussion today can be probably a relative fourth key to your freedom, rest. So to dialogue with us, having gone from unrest to rest, is the beautiful Brooke Obie. She is the senior digital editor of Guideposts. We welcome you, Brooke. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me, Tian. I'm so happy to be here.
We are ecstatic that you are here. Glad to have you. And for those of you who are listening, please feel free to comment or ask a question by dialing in the number 1-877-904-0198. You can press the number 1, and one of our producers will connect you in. We'll see that you want to talk to us, and we'll be so delighted to speak with you. You know how we do. We also have a book, free book, awaiting. It's called Time Out in Tough Times, 2-Minute Quiet Times. It's a devotional book that can be very, very instrumental to your walk in God and where you may be right now in life. So we want to give that to our first caller, or if you are listening online, feel free to go to our Facebook page and let's see what word we can give you today. Put in caps, rest. Rest, all right? And the book is yours. So, Brooke, again, we're so glad to have you. And, you know, we're talking about the great escape today. And I noticed that, you know, you had the opportunity to travel to places like Alaska and Costa Rica and Ireland and several other places. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. And can I just say that I am completely jealous of you, by the way? I mean, it's just amazing, all these places that you've gone. So if you can just give us a little insight, you know, how did you come to become a travel writer?
It well, actually, Tian, it was totally by accident for me, and I guess by God's design, because I had this column at another place, another publication that I was working at, and I just really needed to fill content. And actually, my boss was going on maternity leave, and she had been invited on this trip to Stockholm. It was a press trip. I didn't even know what press trips were prior to this time. And so, because she was going on maternity leave, she sent the invitation to me, and I got to go and experience Stockholm on a press trip and got to write about my experiences there. And I just kind of fell in love with the process. I met all these other travel writers. They gave me great advice. They gave me tips for cameras to buy, so that I would be more prepared for my next trip and could take better pictures. And, you know, it's ever since then I've been really, really excited about spiritual life travel, health and wellness travel. That's just something that is really, really close to my heart. And I've just been fortunate to be able to continue to do it, first on a freelance basis and then now as a part of my job as a senior digital editor for guidepost.org. So it's just been amazing.
That's awesome. Now, if you can, please educate me and any of the listeners who do not know, what is a press trip?
Sure. So what happens is that a tourism board will put together a trip, most likely with a PR firm. They will put together a trip for you based on whatever your beat is. So my beat has always been health and wellness and spiritual life travel. So they will put together a trip where you go to the country, or I've also traveled in America as well. So you'll either do the whole state or a few select cities, based on what your beat is. So the things that you would like to do, they make sure they put together this great itinerary for you, either as an individual member of the press or for a group of press who cover the same thing. And individual trips are really great because you only do the things that you want to do that will work for your publication, and it's just totally tailored to you specifically. Those are a lot of fun, but the group press trips are also really great. You're meeting five, six, seven other members of the press who have their own beats that are kind of similar to yours, and it's just you get so close to these people because it normally lasts about a week or so. And you're just experiencing all of this life with all of these new people, and you just make friends for life after 1 week. And
Right.
it's a really, really great experience and a great way to see cities and countries around the world.
That is really, really, really awesome. And I love how it just kind of like fell into your lap. Listen, I would not be upset if that type of job fell into my lap where I can travel all over the world. I welcome it, Jesus. Hint, hint. All right, cool. But that is so cool. And I love how even, you know, you going on your first trip and they're like telling you all the proper cameras and this and that to buy and take, as if to say you'll be doing this again. And sure enough, you have. So I just think that's amazing. Now, is the so they put the kind of places together, so you didn't necessarily choose those places.
No, not usually. Now, if I have a very specific assignment from an editor or as an editor, if there's a very specific place that I want to go, I will go to the tourism board and say, "Hey, these are the things that I want to do." But generally, you know, you're going to the tourism board because you don't know what that country or city has available to you. You're telling them, "These are the kinds of things that I want to do," and they say, "Oh, well, you need to go here. You need to stay here. You need to visit this place." You know, so they're the experts on, you know, the place where you're trying to go. So, unless it's
Got it.
something very specific that I want to do, or want to make sure that I do, you know, I mostly leave it up to them to tell me the best places, because they've been everywhere. They're the experts.
Right. That's awesome. So I noticed, you know, you wrote some blogs about it, and was able to share it with the Guidepost family. And I had the opportunity to read your blog on your trip to Alaska, as well as your trip to Ireland. And I see that you also wrote a blog about your trip to Costa Rica, which I'm sure is just wonderful, wonderful experiences that you were able to have there. But I did notice in your blog, in your trip to Alaska, I believe, and audience, please feel free to go online and check these blogs out. Look under, you know, the bloggers, Brooke Obi, or you can go to our Positive Living section and find the blogs there, because they're just wonderful. And if, you know, the kind of blog that just kind
the
of take you to the
way,
place, even though you're physically there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the easiest way for them to go see all of these travel stories is just guidepost.org/travel, and they'll all show up.
Awesome. Awesome, great. So there you guys, you got it. Guidepost.org/travel. You'll find everything, her blog, as well as additional information there that is appealing to you. But definitely take a look at her blog. And one thing that I noticed in your blog, I believe it's a trip to Alaska, you kept mentioning rest.
Yeah,
and I gathered that all you wanted to do was rest. What prompted this? What was it that, you know, because most people, they'll go away and they, like, want to see the world and they never want to miss a beat and they barely get sleep sometimes, especially when they go to a place that they haven't been. But for you, I gathered that, you know, even though you were enjoying where you were and got to see some things, but you really enjoyed the opportunity to go to bed and go to sleep. What was that about?
Absolutely. Yes. So actually, Tian, last year when I went to Alaska, it was actually during a very difficult time for me. And now I know a lot of people are like, well, you're traveling the world. You know, you've got this great title at this other publication that's very prestigious, you know. So what's the problem? But I mean, I was actually I was just having financial hardships, working as a freelancer. You know, your checks are unstable. It's just a very unstable kind of life.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have multiple sources of income or multiple places that you're writing for, it can just be very difficult. Okay. So I was dealing with that. I had just graduated from my master's program, and, you know, I was not where I thought I would be at the time that I graduated. So I had just graduated in May, Alaska in June, and I am just so depressed, actually. I was very depressed, and it was just making me extremely tired. But it was like, you know, I've got this job to do. Press trips are very, very busy, actually. They are scheduling you from dawn to dusk, you know, like you're working. I mean, these are definitely work trips. Because they want you to see as much as you can possibly see so you can have as many stories
right.
as possible to write about. So,
right.
You know, that's kind of exhausting too. But when you're just going, and you're not actually listening to your body, which is telling you you are actually dealing with something that's very, very serious. You know, you are depressed. Like, I need to rest. You need to stop. You need to deal with this. And so that was really what was going on with me. And so, you know, there were some really great activities that I wanted to participate in. And I just had to tell the PR group, you know, I have to go to sleep. I can't do yoga right now at 9:30 in the morning. I'm still tired and I physically can't do it. So I apologize. I would love to do yoga on top of a mountain. That sounds amazing. But
right.
I've just can't do it. And so there was just many opportunities for me in Alaska, and everyone was so great and understanding about that. And there was just one day that I just slept the whole day until about 7 o'clock at night.
Wow.
The hotel that I was staying in, the Alieska Hotel and Resort, they let me have a super late checkout. And I actually ended up, you know, leaving at around 7:30, 8 o'clock at night, like way beyond when my checkout was supposed to be, just so that I could rest. And it changed everything.
Wow.
I mean, the rest of the trip was so wonderful because I actually felt like I had the physical rest that my body needed. And I was dealing with, you know, what was actually happening to me.
Well, I think what's really powerful is the fact that you realized that, you know, you understood what you were going through. It wasn't, you know, it was real to you. The fact that, you know, you were at a place where it was kind of hard for you financially, and you were able to recognize that you were depressed. And I think that's so important for us you know, when we're going through something, what was it like for you to realize that, hey, you know what, this is not like me, or, you know, I'm realizing that I'm sleeping too much, or I'm just, what was it like to come to this place of acknowledgement before you were able to make the change?
It was actually really scary, Tian, because, you know, I'm a person who very much likes to be in control of my life, or like at least likes to feel like I'm in control of my life. You know, I'm a very independent person. I don't rely on a lot of people for things. I don't rely on God as much as I should be. You know, like there are things
right.
that I like. If there's a challenge in front of me, I kind of just want to take the bull by the horns, you know, instead mm-hmm. of really saying, hey, I need help in this area, I need help in that area. You know, like I don't like to acknowledge that, you know, there's something going on here that's beyond my control, or there's something going on here that I need to acknowledge and surrender to God about. So it's very uncomfortable. It was very unsettling for me to come to that realization that, hey, something is actually wrong. Like there are things going on in my life that are impacting me in ways that are negative, and I really need to deal with it before I get any worse or I make things worse for the people around me. It was an unsettling time.
Wow. And audience, I think, you know, that's something that's a key for us. You know, when we realize that we are going through a difficult time, you know, and it can be challenging and it's altering our you know, our character, or it's altering our disposition, you know, we have to take note of that. And then, you know, you may not know at the moment what to do, but we begin to think about, okay, what can I do to change this? Who can I go to? Maybe it is getting rest, you know, and resting in the Lord, as we talked about earlier with Matthew 11:28, you know, just coming to the Lord and giving it over to God. But I think that, you know, rest physically and spiritually, emotionally, they all go hand in hand. It's what makes us balanced. So if you are going through something, you know, take the time to recognize it and then take a moment to say, what do I need to do to go from this place so that I can be at a place of rest? I want to give this book to someone, to a caller. Maybe you're going through something. We want to talk with you. Maybe we can give you some advice based off of what you may be challenged with. And we're here to pray for you, ultimately. So if maybe you're going through a challenging situation, you're feeling depressed, or you're feeling kind of not yourself, we're here to pray for you. So feel free to call in. The number is 1-877-904-0198. And press the number 1, and our producer will see that you want to dialogue with us. So feel free to call in. We also want to give you a free devotional book. I could use as many devotional books as I can. I mean, you can never have enough devotional books because they're just really, really encouraging and inspiring for your faith walk. So it's yours. For those of you who may be not listening at this moment, or you are listening at the moment online, feel free to put in caps the word rest, and we will see it on our Facebook page, and we'll our producer will contact you and give you a free book, so you'll be in the lottery to get a free devotional book. You know, Brooke, it's really powerful, the many blessings that come with resting, and I'm sure that you were able to, like you said, you know, after being able to rest and really rest your body, rest your mind, rest your spirit, you know, you were able to enjoy the rest of the trip. But if you can, give some detail on how you were able to rest, not only physically, but spiritually, to make your rest complete.
Absolutely. So, you know, it wasn't just the physical. One of the things that I had to really accept was just who God is, who I've always known God to be. You know, God has always been a provider. God has always been, you know, the one, my one source of peace and joy, despite whatever's going on. And so, you know, I had to remember that. I had to just go back over, you know, my own life and see how God had blessed me. And so there was this moment, I was on a helicopter ride, and we actually landed at the top of this mountain range in Alaska, and I'm up there on the top of the mountain. I'm just looking out all over God's beautiful country in these snow-covered mountains. And it was just so, so amazing. And it reminded me of the words of Jesus. And he said, you know, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? That got me. That was just like, how could you even doubt? Like, if God is going to take care of the birds of the air, like, why wouldn't he take care of me, his beloved child? So it was at that moment that I just, you know, got the spiritual rest that I needed. You know, I was able to turn over my burdens to God and just say, you know what, whatever's going to happen, I trust that, you know, you're going to take care of it. You're going to take care of me because you love me. And I'm going to do my part. I'm going to go. I'm going to send out resumes. I'm going to, you know, get my portfolio and all that stuff together. But other than that, I'm just going to rest and trust in you that everything that's going to happen is going to happen. And it's going to happen on your time. And less than 2 months later, I had this awesome opportunity with Guidepost and a full-time position doing what I love to do and what I, you know, I enjoy doing. So it was just an awesome summer and an awesome testimony to God and who he's been in my life.
Awesome. Talk about faith at its peak. I love it. We have a caller. Let's talk to our caller here. Hello, you are listening to The Prayer Journey. Hello? I heard a voice, but, oh, the call dropped. Okay, the call dropped, but maybe they'll call back in. Feel free to call back in. We did hear you. The number is 1-877-904-0198. Press the number 1. You'll hear a beep, and our producer will log you in. But, Brooke, that is an awesome, awesome testimony about, you know, your faith in God and how – what I love about it is how the Word of God just transformed your way of thinking. Right in that moment, you know, and really the mind is so powerful because what we allow our mind to process or what we allow ourselves to think really depicts how we will carry out our actions, right? So I think that is so powerful because in your moment of being down, you went to the Word of God and the Word of God was life to you. That allowed you to really trust in God. And then so God says, you know what? In his word, he says, without faith, it is impossible to please me. But you demonstrated the faith, and therefore you allowed God to act on your faith. And look at you here, wonderful. And I'm so glad to know you. We're so glad to know you. It's just a blessing and a testimony. Wonderful.
Thank you.
I think our caller came back in. Hello, you are listening to The Prayer Journey. Hello? Okay, I'm not sure. We're getting the indication that someone is calling and wants to talk. But that's fine. We'll touch base with that person. I'm not sure if their phone mechanism is working, but we do see you. So if you press the number 1, we can log you in. But that's an awesome testimony. Let me ask you this, Brooke. And for those of you, again, please feel free to call in. We're here to talk with you. The number is 1-877-904-0198. Hello, this is The Prayer Journey.
Yes, my name is Helen. I'm sorry, I'm late.
Hi, oh, Helen. No problem. Hi, Helen. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. This is my first time to join in, and I had a hard time.
Oh, we're so glad to have you.
I had a hard time going into the conference, but I'm here now.
Okay.
Just want to listen what is going on, and we'll just be listening today.
Wonderful. Well, we're glad that you're listening. I hope that you're able to get some keys to gaining your rest in the Lord as we talk with Brooke about her travels and how the Lord really stepped in into her situation when she was really low and depressed, and God turned that around for her. So, you know, I pray that whatever you may be going through in your life, that may be challenging, that, you know, this testimony of faith that Brooke has told us about, that it would be a blessing to you, and that you as well can be encouraged to, you know, depend on the word of God and God being your provider, and that you would rest in him because he takes care of you.
Amen.
Amen, amen. We will have our producer send you a book. We thank you for calling in today, and we hope to hear from you again soon.
Right. Is the website on, or is the conference still going on?
Yep, you're on the conference now. So you can still just stay on the line, and you can hear the rest of our show today. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Ellen. God bless you. Brooke, what would you recommend to those who are not able to travel due to funds or timing? I mean, you had a specific experience. You were able to go away. But, you know, some people may not be able to get away or get out of the country. Are they able to obtain a sense of rest, even though they may not be able to go to, you know, very exquisite places out of the U.S.?
Absolutely, absolutely. So I have three ways that people can escape without going anywhere. And so my first suggestion would be to get outside, especially if you're in an office all day long, you're staring at a computer screen, you know, just taking a walk around your building or just getting outside and getting sunlight can just do so much for you. Get some fresh air, get some new perspective, just get to a place where you can kind of, you know, release a little bit, get rid of some of that stress, and just enjoy nature, enjoy what God has put around you. There's the greatest way, I think, to connect with God is to just be around what God created. So just get some fresh air, get out and, you know, take a walk. If there's a park nearby, hopefully get to that. Luckily for me, I live in New York, so Central Park is my place. I get to go there and take a walk there, and it's beautiful. And so my second would be to get a mantra. Mine is Psalm 131, I have stilled and quieted my soul. And I just say this over and over and over again until it's true, you know, because it's generally when I have to say this, you know, it's like I'm stressed, I'm all over the place, I've got so much going on, you know, there's so much chaos around me, but I have stilled and quieted my soul. And I just repeat it and repeat it and repeat it to myself and get to a place of rest and calm and stillness. And I can hear better what God wants me to do and what he has to say. And then my third is to get a happy place. You know, so whether it's an image that you put on your computer screen, or I actually have a map of Kauai on my desk, because it is my absolute favorite place in the world. It's the most beautiful place, I think, of all the places I've ever traveled. I just love it so much. So just putting the map there and just looking at it from time to time, it just gives me a sense of calm and gratitude for that beauty. So, you know, even if you don't have that, you know, you have a photo of a place that you've been that is really special to you, or a place where you want to go, you know, you just put it up someplace where you can get to it, and, you know, that can be your mental escape. You just look at it and wish and hope and pray to God that you can get to that place and that things will work out and that you will be able to either save enough so that you can physically get there, or just, you know, get there in your mind until then.
That's awesome. These are wonderful keys. I'm going to try them myself so that I can obtain rest, you know, when I need it. So you guys heard it. Brooke has given us wonderful keys. Number one, get outside. Take a moment. Take a break. That is a personal challenge for myself that I'm going to attempt to do in the days to come. But get outside. Enjoy the beautiful sun, especially when you're in a town or a city where you know, you don't have sun all year long like California, but the winter comes and you probably don't want to go outside at that point and enjoy the sun. So make sure you get outside, like she said. Secondly, get a mantra, get your favorite scripture, your psalm, or whatever it is that encourages you and gets you to the place that you need to be for God to restore you to the place that he designed and desires for you to be. And lastly, get a happy place. Get a photo or whatever it is that will remind you or inspire you to where you want to go or where you want to be, whether it be physically or emotionally or spiritually. Get that happy place. So, Brooke, thank you for these keys and definitely challenging us today. And I hope that you all are challenged. I hope that you all are encouraged and blessed by this. We're going to go off in a second. If you do need prayer before we close, definitely feel free to call in. Number 1-877-904-0198. Press the number 1 and we'll connect you in and we'll pray for you. We definitely want to be here for you, for anyone that is going through any challenges or experiences. And sometimes you just need prayer, you know, sometimes you just don't want to have to mention something to someone close by you because you're, you know, concerned about what they may say or think. We're here to pray with you and for you. But ultimately, we're so glad that you called in today, that you listened in today, and we hope that you will join us again next week. But before you go, we do want to pray for all of our listeners. Remember that in Christ, you can find rest for your soul. He is waiting for you. So let us pray for you. Brooke, would you mind to just say a small prayer for all of our listeners today?
Of course, I would love to. Thank you. Dear God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for these listeners. We thank you for the lives that you have given them. We thank you for their purposes on this earth, God. And we thank you for all that you have done for them, God. We thank you for who you've been in their lives. God, whatever they are going through, Lord, you know all about it. Whatever they need rest for, Lord, you know all about it. And you have told us all to come to you because your burden is easy, to take our yoke upon you, God. We just thank you for that, God. We thank you for the release and the rest that we can find in you. And we ask that you would allow everyone that is listening in to just be comforted by that fact that you are the one who will give them rest, that whatever they are going through, that they can give it to you and they can find the peace that you have created for us, God, that you will give them the peace that surpasses all of their understanding. God, we thank you, we praise you, and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. What a beautiful prayer. Thank you so much for that. Brooke, we're so grateful that you were able to join with us today, and we just want to say thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to share your life and experiences with us. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you for having me. I always love talking to you, Deanne.
Thank you. Awesome. And thank you, listeners, for praying with us and for always being a part of our prayer community. Until next time, remember, in everything that you do and say, take a moment to reflect and pray, because we believe in the power of prayer.